Good morning. It is morning time, and this is going to be extra unhinged due to it being before noon. But welcome back to Rent Money Confessions. I am your host. Okay, so shall we point out, I just have to because we're growing together in this community, but look at our new logo. Okay. So, anyways, how are we doing, everyone? I am not well, but unhinged, unwell, and put together is the merch that's coming your way soon. I'm like, that is my slogan. You know what? It's working for me. I don't claim to have it all together, but I look kind of cute today. My hair, I will say this. If you have curly textured hair like myself, girlies, guys too, why would you take the time to blow dry it on a morning that you had no time to blow dry when it takes 6 hours? And this is what the result is. Textured hair girlies, if you feel me on this, we all know. I'm like, why can't it just blow dry in 10 minutes? I don't know. But that is the resulting of why I have a mushroom on my head today. So please just bear with me. Anyways, it is Thursday today. I'd say Thirsty Thursday, but we're going to call it Talky Thursday. Thirsty Thursday. I don't know anymore.
One second. There's a bunch of outlets behind you. It looks so bad.
I hide those with the basket usually. But they've been exposed. I'm not put together, Holly. I hide it in crevices.
I moved the basket because I was like, oh, the basket looks dumb.
And then I'm like, I've ex been exposed.
The basket back.
I'm like, Holly, you're exposing my little crevices as unwell and unhinged. I am the basket usually hiding all of the plug outlets that are trying. They're like, let me out. Sorry, guys. I live in, it doesn't feel like a studio, but it is classified as a studio, a very overpriced box, if you will. But she's cute. I made her cute and homey. But there are like little things here and there because I have OCD about my living space. It's like I don't want it to look like anyone lives here. Funny enough, if I leave this space, my car looks like somebody is staying in that thing, and there's maybe a lean cuisine that I might have been eating and still in there. I don't know. But this space, pristinely clean. But you have to like, there's not going to be perfect things when you're hiding plug outlets that I'm like, well, I have nowhere else to put them. That basket is what's hiding them. And like I said, unhinged, unwell, but put together. That basket is me. You know? You get what I'm saying? My little, what is that called? Comparison analogy. Analogies? Okay. We're not going to go for anything crazy today. Anyways, welcome back. I hope we've had a great week. Vibes are high this week. I don't know when this episode's coming out, but if I can expose this information, this week's been so good because I'm singing at the Opry again on Tuesday. So if this comes out before then and I wasn't supposed to say that, then you know here. But thankfully, we're a small community still. We're building brick by brick. So you guys know that info first. So that's a great week because like my debut was the last time I got to sing there. And this time we're going to do a story time today as we're learning how to do these episodes together and what I want to talk about. And we're going to do a little less serious today, but a funny thing that we'll start my story times with because I have a lot of them. Some of them I can say, some of them we have to get legally passed, but the tea is piping. But today we will share some legal-free tea. And that is actually a great segue into story time today because my Opry debut, I still don't know if that happened, but apparently it did. There is documented footages of me. I don't know if it was me, but anyways, it happened supposedly. And that night, literally, like, I have not gotten married yet. I can't wait for the day. Any minute. But my marriage, and my day of getting married, I would probably equate to whatever those feelings were that night. And also, like, I was kind of, you kind of get married to country music that night. Like, it is such an honor to be accepted. And low key felt like what I think a wedding day will feel like. I'll let you know. I might be 94, but no, it was like truly one of the best nights of my life. And I wish I could relive it over and over and over because it's just, there's nothing like it. And it's to know that you're standing on a stage with people that have stood there that are literally legends that I have no business being up there. But I was like, you guys asking the right person, me. So I was honored for that moment because I know how that's like a big, big honor. And I am so grateful to the Opry for letting me do that and trusting me to get on the stage. But before I got on the stage, that's where it Shaylin has an opportunity. She will somehow open her mouth and it could be awkward. And I made it awkward accidentally because for story time today, we're going to keep this episode a little lighter and fun, but this is great. So I'm playing the Opry Tuesday and the first Opry debut, Mr. Chris Young, that was the coolest thing of my life that one, he called me to tell me about it, my debut, but then he surprised me and showed up to do my intro. And I was like, okay, so I have to keep it together before I get on this stage. And now that's impossible. I love him. He's such a good person and just a rock star. So shout out Chris. But within that, he pops in and I'm like, Chris Young is in my, why are you here? And so he surprised me and I was like freaking out. He walks out of the room and I'm getting ready. I have like 10 minutes. And at this point, I'm literally sweating. I'm like, and he's like, Shaylin, come out here for a second. I was like, yes, sir, Mr. Chris. I walk out. He's like, me and my friend Brad. And I turn around. I was like, Brad Paisley is standing. I was like, Brad, my friend Brad. Casual. I'm like, Braddy, Braddy Brad. I'm trying to keep it together because like Brad Paisley, Whiskey Lullaby, Whispering Bill and Alison Krauss are like, they're the reason why. After I like heard Whiskey Lullaby as a kid, and then as I got older and understood like what they were really saying and portraying in the song, that's the coolest thing about songs is like, they wrote it about something that as a kid, I didn't know what it was about. And then when I realized the storyline as an adult, that song shifted why I wanted to be a songwriter so bad. So for him to be standing there, I was literally not well. And I'm trying to play it cool and be like, yeah, I'm up for debut. But, of course, so he was like, hi, Ms. Shaylin. I was like, hello, Mr. Paisley. And he's like, how are you feeling? And I go, I've quite literally pooped my pants, Mr. Paisley. And the Opry is filming and we're backstage and I look at his face and I'm like, that was my outside voice. I said that out loud. And it was like good 5 seconds of like, and I was like, did I say that out loud? And he was like, yep. I was like, man, it's on camera. This is fantastic. I was like, anyways, what I meant to say was I'm so excited, slightly having the jitters, but anyways, so yeah, that was my Opry night before, like right before I'm getting on stage. And then I walked back into the dressing room after wanting to just find a hole to dive into. Because I'm like, who says poop their pants on the first meeting to Mr. Paisley? I do. And then I get back in the dressing room. I have like 5 minutes before I'm going on. And now I'm like, holy shit. And I have my wonderful, wonderful hairstylist with me. And I had asked him to, I had these crazy long extensions in, which I don't do long extensions. So that was already a thing. But I had, of course, I'm a little extra and asked him to just do a subtle, like, pretty curl. And then this glitter glue on my bangs that when it's in the light, you'll just see it a little subtle. Well, then Zeke looks at me and I'm like coming back. I'm like, I just told Brad to poop in my pants. And then he was like, you're melting. I was like, I'm a little hot from the nerves. He goes, no, bitch, your hair is melting down your face. The glitter glue was literally drooping down the side of my head. And I have to be on this stage in 5 minutes. He goes, oh my God, I brought the wrong glue. And I was like, what do you mean? So he's now like brings a hairdryer over and it's like basically cementing me till I have to walk out there. And he's like, what if it leaks? I said, Zeke, I don't know, but hopefully the photos look good because we don't have any time left. So I then walk out and Vince Gill's standing on the side. I'm like, he's like, you ready? I was like, mm-hmm, yep, yeah, nope, shit in my pants, but I'm not going to say it out loud. So I go out, a blackout. I still don't know. I was like, did I sing? I don't know. People are clapping. Is it because I'm awkward and I have not sang? I think I sang, apparently. I walk over to the side stage to the interview and then I walk off and it's Amy Grant. and Vince Gill. And I listen to Amy Grant, like, and I love Vince, don't get me wrong, but like, Amy, that's the star of the show for me. And I was like, Amy, she goes, you did great, honey. I was like, am I hallucinating? What's going on right now? And he's like, you belong there. I was like, I don't know, but I have you guys fooled today, I suppose. And yep, the Opry debut was the best night of my life. And I told Brad Paisley I pooped myself. So, story number one. But great segue, because I get to go back. They have allowed me back. So I didn't obviously totally botch that. But now I have the jitters again, even thinking about it. But that's Tuesday. Okay. So that was a great way to start story time, because I was like, let's just have a fun episode. Two-fist Carol over here. Great. Love to see it. Anyways. Okay. So 2025, I've obviously hinted at a few times in these episodes that it was a year. If I end up having gray hairs some point this year popping out of my head, I blame 2025. But as I prayed at the beginning of the year, I was like, Lord, grow me. I'm ready. He does listen to that request. I thought we were going to do it in increments, but the good Lord was like, you're going to do it all at once. I think it's time. I'm like, I think so. But we got through it. We're thriving and in a great place now. But there was, so at the beginning of my 2025, because I'll tell you some funny stories of like, this is my life. I often think I might be dating or aging myself right now, but there used to be a show called Punked that Ashton Kutcher would pop out, and like, there'd be these absurd scenarios and people didn't know they were being filmed and like, it was set up. They just thought like, what the hell is happening? And then he'd pop out and be like, you're being punked at the end. That was my 2025, but there was no Ashton ever that popped out. It was just, I was like, where is it? When is it happening? He's coming anytime, because this is crazy. So start of my year, a little rocky. Then we've unfolded. I was like, okay, that was a little rough. And then it was like, oh, that was the beginning. I'm like, ah. So the funny stories that were absurd that I am going to talk about, we'll get to the nitty gritty later on in these episodes. But this first one is absurd. This is what's going to tell you like why I'm unhinged, just because like these kind of scenarios, I'm just like, this isn't normal. So I had just like my whole band a couple days before my show, unfortunately, had decided to part ways for me. And I was like, uh-oh. And I just like separated from another group of people. And I was like, okay, it's cool. Great. Well, that was actually devastating for me, because I had a hometown show that is 17 songs that I needed an entire new band 6 days before this show. And like, if you know the entertainment industry and a show, to find the players, to give them 17 songs and learn them and walk out and no rehearsal 6 days before a show, that's usually not possible. And let me tell you, the show reflected a little. I was like, okay, it was rough. But we did it nonetheless. But that was like traumatizing, how it all went down. And then the next day, so I won't name one of the artists in this scenario, as I don't even know. Hopefully I don't. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to spill the tea and be like, ooh. But I will say one of the artists' names, and then use your imagination for the other. But a person had hit me right as I'm like devastated and all this stuff is going on. They had hit me and they were like, hey, so-and-so, Mr. Mystery Man, we thought about you and we want you on a song to feature on his song. And I was like, this person, are you me? Like, I was like, okay, I'm not going to ask questions, because it was like a big name. And I was just like, okay, cool. He sends me the demo. We're talking. He kept calling me. He's like, bro, bro. And I was like, yeah, bro, cool. And I'm always the bro. So I was like, I didn't think anything of it. He's like, all right, like, learn it. And if you want to, like, 2 weeks from now, like, let's cut it. Blackbird, which is really a fancy studio. And I was like, cool, bro. Well, I was like, let's see if this really plays out. Because music, it's like, and until it comes out, I'm like, I get excited, but I don't get, like, it's 50-50. So I was like, let's see if we even get to the session part of this. Well, the day had come, the day before. which I lost my band that day. And then I get the text and it was like, you good for tomorrow? And I'm like, there's a silver lining. That's fine. Everything's great. So I was like, I'm good, bro. He's like, you want to bring your vocal guy? I was like, sure, bro. So I asked my friend, I was like, you're coming with me tomorrow. This is, you have to make a pristine vocal. I want them to be happy because this is going to be my big debut. My life's going to change. This feature, I was like freaking out. And little me, the artist that wanted me on it, I was like, I've made it. So the day comes, the morning comes, I get up early, vocal warm-ups look cute. Me and my friend get in the car and I'm like, this is it for me. And I get there and I'm walking in. I didn't even, the receptionist was like, hey, and I'm like, I'm here for so-and-so. You know who I am. So I'm walking back like I'm a big shot. And then the whole group of people, him and his posse, are back there. And I'm like, what's up, guys? The other guy who had texted me, who's my buddy, looks at me and he's like, hey, Shay, what's up? I was like, yeah, just here to feature on so-and-so's song. I'm just like, so I'm like, hey, guys, nice to meet you. He says hi. And I see this look on my buddy's face and I'm like, he's like, I'll be right back. I got to go take a phone call. I'm like, cool. I'll hang with this guy and all of his LA guys. And if you've ever been to LA, like, it's kind of like this weird, like, cool for school phones. Like, nobody really shows you, like, if they're excited to meet you or not. It's fine. But I was like, okay, it's LA vibes. Cool. I'm used to it. I was like, but the guy who's, I'm supposed to get on his song, I was like, okay, like, he hasn't really said anything. I was like, kind of rude. I'm like, I'm gracing you with my vocals today. But it's fine. It might be the vibe. So I was just talking to his manager and like 10 minutes go by and I'm like, something feels weird. And that my buddy comes back from his phone call and he's like walking in and he goes, Shay, funny story. I go, do tell. And I had had a lot of funny stories leading up to this and it was only like 3 months into the year. And he was like, so when I sent you the demo for the last 2 weeks, when you walked in, I just thought you were here for a session. He was like, until your vocal guy said, I'm the vocal guy. And he was like, and I realized I went to go look at my phone just now. I don't have you or Shay Mooney's name, a last name saved. And when I texted you, I thought you, I was like, you thought you texted Shay Mooney, right? Yeah. Of course, and I was, he's like, and I just called Shay asking if he was coming by chance that maybe it was just like coincidence. And he was like, no, bro, you said I had a song and then you never texted me. And I guess when he said the demo, I was the Shay he clicked on accidentally and had been talking to for the last 2 weeks. And Shay Mooney was supposed to come to that session instead of me, which Dan and Shay, I'm like, of course, like out of all Shays in this town, because there's literally just one other Shay would be Shay Mooney. I'm honored to be confused with him. I can't sing like Shay Mooney. And I obviously don't have dude parts, but I'm like, but I could see the look on this guy's face when I first walked in, because I'm like, he's probably now replaying this, he's like, did Shay Mooney grow boobs? Like, why is she here? So I am like hot and I'm red. And this whole room of people has known that I'm not the girl. And like, they all know it. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm going to be on this guy's song today. And I'm chatting with them. And then all of a sudden he comes in and I'm like, hold it together, bitch. Hold it together. Because right now I was like, I'm trying to laugh and not burst out in tears. I was like, okay. And then I'm sitting there, I'm like, so I guess I'll go. I was like, really, I'm hoping that you'll just offer, like, out of pity for me to cut a version of this so that I don't feel as uncomfortable as I feel right now. Nope, that wasn't offered. It was like a, and so I walk out, put my head down, because the receptionist, I was like, hi, I'm nobody. You didn't actually know who I was, and I didn't say anything. And then I'm walking out. I was like, well, if in the future you ever need Shay, the girl, I'm here for anything. All right. Well, I guess I'll see you. And I'm walking out. I'm like trying to keep my smile on. My buddy's like getting in the car and we get in and he starts laughing and he goes, come on, that's funny. And I'm looking out the window and I just turn it back and I'm like, who does this happen to? Like, I'm telling you, I had never in my life could I have thought that that might be what I was walking into. I thought there's a silver lining to everything happening. Like, this is going to be great. And I'm going to be like, I've made it. This is it. No, I walked into even worse. I was like, oh, okay. I was confused with Shea Mooney, made a fool of myself, and didn't even cut anything. I just walked out of the studio and that was it. And I have still obviously not forgotten about it. Then that was like last March. It's fine. But anyways, yeah, no. So they have not put a song out yet. I don't know if that's happening, but I obviously don't want to disclose both of their names so that in case I'm like, so-and-so have a duet together, I'm going to be like, uh-oh, somebody's going to be mad at me. But I will say I was flattered to be at least the other only other Shay in this town, Shay Mooney. So anyways, I'm fine. I'm great. Story time number two. So in the midst, my 2025, thinking back more and more on it, is just like it was comedy. And also just like, if voodoo dolls are real, who had mine? Because you are cruel and unusual. I was like, okay, this thing's getting poked. By the end of 2025, I was like, she's a ball of yarn. There's nothing left. So that happens. All these things. There was many more scenarios that happened in between this, but story time number three. We've got Brad Paisley, Poop My Pants. We got a feature, Confused, for Shay Mooney. And now presenting to you. Obviously, that's a lot of stress on somebody's body. I got a little too skinny last year. I was trying everything. I like did not want to be this skinny. And let me tell you, it was the first time in my life where because I have thyroid issues that I usually go the other way. And I usually fight trying to get weight off. So I was like, what is this happening to my body? Because I'm just slowly withering away. And then it was like to the point of like, okay, it's too far. Like I know that, and I didn't feel my best, like, but I couldn't help what stress and anxiety do. And for anybody struggling with that, I'm so sorry, because I do know the depth of like how serious it is. And looking at photos, I was like, I did not know how scary skinny I was until now. I'm looking back in a healthier spot. And please take care of yourself, because that is not a light topic. Stress and anxiety can do a lot to the body. And I firsthand saw it last year and want to go back and give that little me a hug. But we're coming back. We're coming back. And now we are keeping weight on us and we feel we're in a much healthier spot. But that was a part of my 2025 and what it was doing to my health. And so there was a point of I got so skinny that we're obviously going to now make it funny because this next part is funny. I had CMA Fest happening and I was so excited. I had my outfits picked out and your girl's a starving artist, so I can't be like buying all the crazy clothes, but I had a snakeskin pair of pants that I was like, those are my guys for Friday. I was like, had the outfit on. I was like, okay, we still look good. And I was like, we cute. I turn around. There's a snakeskin diaper where my butt used to be in those pants. Just sitting there. I was like, oh my God, what is this fabric that is now like it's gathering where my bottom used to be? When I bought the pants, I had a butt that I worked very hard for. Genetically, I did not come out with one. So I'm like, give me my squats. I work hard for her. Respect to the girls that come out of the womb with just a booty. I'm like, what is it like? I didn't get that. So I built mine, shout out F45, and she was cute. She was gone at this season. I didn't know it until these pants. And I was like, oh my God. So I wasn't going to forfeit them because in the front, they look cute. The back, not so much. So I was like, what do I do? Do I do it like middle school where you stuff your bra? Like, do I put tissues back there? I was like, on the trajectory I'm on, those things will fall off on the stage as I'm walking these tissues. So I was like, that's not a good idea. And then I was like, Kim K, she got booty. She bought her booty. I was like, wait a second. If Kim K bought a booty, I'm sure that there is a makeshift Kim K booty out there. So I was like, I will go to the great lands of Amazon. I was like, but panties? There it was. There it was. My new booty, $12.99 on Amazon. And it's like these little butt pads that, ladies, it's fraudulent activity, but it's like a push-up bra for your booty. I like to think of it. It's fraudulent. Do I care? Nope. So I saw it and I was like, I'm going to buy them, see what they look like. They get in the mail. I'm like, here, I'm overnighted. I put them on. They were pristine. You wouldn't have known that was not my booty. I turned around. I was like, God, I'm like, now if you saw my legs, like it was pants covering them, but it would have looked really weird. It was like two sticks with like a weird butt. And I was like, don't question it. Thankfully, the pants did not expose that. So I look cute. I was like, we back. Are we wearing them? Absolutely, we are. I was like, Kim K, I got a cheaper option for you. That's a different time. Ladies, you should go buy your booty on Amazon if you want to. If you need to fill out some pants and you're working on it, that's fine. Wear them. Do I care? Nope. I wear them. They look cute. Nobody knew. I was like, looked at the photos. I was like, she cute. Then this is where it gets weird. I had a show. I had to be at the airport like right after. Like I had very small amount of time to get to that airport and on the plane to the next show that I had to be at that night. And it was in South Carolina. So I'm racing. I'm packing my little suitcase. I had 10 minutes to spare. I was like, we did it. Put my sweatpants on, running through, get to TSA. Of course, I was flagged. I have TSA pre. They're like, oh, you have the random check today. I'm like, okay. Most like I got 10 minutes to make it quick. Well, that little random security thing they make you walk through, the big x-ray machine, the big fancy one. Well, guys, I will tell you this. Those x-ray machines are doing a good job because it lights up like a Christmas tree. It's like the alarm thing as if I've set it off. And I look over at the screen. I'm like, what do I have on? I have sweatpants. And I was like, I saw the screen and it looks, my booty, it's lit up. I'm like, ooh, that looks like 2 kilos of the cocoa, if you will. It was my butt pads that I forgot I had on. And I didn't think, who would think that that would light up on an x-ray screen, which usually I don't walk through those anyways because I'm TSA pre, but I got randomly flagged. So TSA pre, that x-ray machine, I look over and I'm like, oh no. And of course, my band is standing there and I'm like, yo, I got to expose that I have a fake butt on today to my band. And now this man, I have to look at him and I'm like, you guys can pat me down. I was like, there's nothing that looks weird to me on that screen. I'm sure it does for you. I don't know why it's lighting up, but if you think that's anything different than what it is, I'm going to explain to you what that is. I bought a butt on Amazon. And the guy's face, I was like, no, you literally heard me correct. And this is crazy. I'm explaining this to you, but you are going to pat me down. And that is what that is. He's like, she's going to pat you down and explain the process. But yeah. And I was like, and when TSA sees me coming, I swear, it's like, I'm like, hey, whoo. And they're like, that's the one we're going to ruin her life today. And I'm like, why, bro? I'm just trying to vibe high. Put a smile on everybody's face. Nope. They're like, we will ruin your life. So he's looking at me and I'm like, you're not even finding this funny. It's kind of funny. It's actually absurd. Now my drummer's looking at me and I'm like, yes, I have a fake ass on. Okay. I get to the next lady. I'm like, you in the market for butt? You ever thought about booty? Kim K? I was like, I got the fix for you. I was like, and it's on that x-ray screen. And if you think that's drugs that I'm smuggling, it's not. And shed faced. I'm like, you people need to liven it. It up. Nothing. So she pats me down. She kept hitting the butt. I said, it is a bass pad. Would you like me to pull my pants down? I will. I was like, they're panties, but these pads in them. I knew she was contemplating if she was going to take me to the back room and it goes to the next level of security. I'm like, take me. I won't make my show. It's fine. She didn't, thank God, but she made me feel so awkward. I was like, all right, well, I'm glad we got through that, guys. I hope you guys have a great day. And then I look at my band. They're like, so I said, don't ask questions. I just want to know if Ashton Kutcher is popping out today saying you're pumped because why? What is happening? And that was, I wish it was on film, but at least my band saw it firsthand. If that goes to tell you the 2025, the funny part's 2025, there's more where that came from. But I thought that this was a funny episode today that I was like, you know what? Let's start spilling some tea because there's a lot more where that came from. But we're going to keep it light and sweet and short today. So if you're having a bad day, just remember, you could be through TSA thinking that they are smuggling and that a big artist wanted you on their song and mistaked you for Shea Mooney and told Brad Paisley you pooped your pants. And honestly, I wouldn't take it back. So you go have a great day. And I hope you got a good laugh. I love you guys. And I will see you in the next episode of Rent Money Confessions.